to begin. A number of comments on previous shiurim. First, go back to the sugya k'suvos that we spoke about. I got the Ritz Geis, and I haven't found the quotation that's found in his name by the Ramban and the Rosh, quoted from the Ramban, I think, that he said that Tashma Shavit is mutter for every single owner. And I have it, I looked from the beginning to the end, I couldn't find it. So if you can find it somewhere, let me know. That was a steer that I pointed out to Yaakov Emden in Chelik Beis in Kuf Pei Vav. They asked the steer in the Ritz Geis. I asked Akasha myself. He asked Akasha, he has no teretz. But I haven't found it in the original, just a comment. As far as Yaakov Emden's other statements, so at the end of the day, he was trapped in the rush where I did, I think. But in the interim, he has a kasha, which I thought was not a good kasha. Not only is steer in Ritz Geis, a steer in the rush. But he's based on an assumption about what the rush comments about the difference between a regular and a chassan and a kala. That a regular is no kilusa, and a chassan kala is a kilusa. And he has a line, which I think is, I didn't find it to be compelling at all. Let's read it as one line in the Shelas Yavitz. He says as follows. He says, forget this steer in the Ritz Geis, it's steer in the rush, between the rushes we have and the rushes quoted by the Nekudas of Kesef. He writes as follows, Haini yamei mishna dechosan haini regal. The cave of the leka kilusa kagavna, your pshita la rush, nari the noag yamei mishna tchila, who adin the matzi boil, cave of the behet the kines, miyu konak fuhus amez harel, miyu konak fuhus amez. I think he's wrong. I don't think it's what the whole word, the word matter, would be in order to push off the Shiva Simei Avelis. But if they got married before the death, then it's already pushed off. So there is no heter bia. It's not the same as a regular. But I thought that kasha was no kasha. He gives a suggestion. It's teretz dependence after the yichud or before the yichud. There's no bucket for that. So that way I don't agree. But then he quotes the Maharit, and the safe in his parish and ksuba said he disagreed with him. He says, my word, the pshat in the other part of the rush, that the cooler is that by the matter, the aninus, is pushing off the avelus. So I just have a checkered relation between the shelos yavis. Some things I like very much, and one, two things I wasn't sure were correct. That's number one. Number two, Svi told me yesterday that we should always say our shecht is right, because the Tosus or Rush says so, the Farish. Tosus or Rush says that the Shmua Rechoka is not a Shas Chimu. I think he's correct that the Tosu Resh says so. I'm going to explain to you that. I think the Ramban also holds that way. But I told you yesterday was the Orzeruah's Pshat, which he then backed out from. So, you know, since I thought of it on my own, it taught me to back out from it completely. I thought it was a very nice interpretation. I thought the Chush Makkish, but I'm up against the whole world. I'm up against Rabbi Shechta, the Rosh, and the Ramban. They all seem to be saying, if a person hears that a relative died more than 30 days ago, it doesn't generate the same chimum as if he died yesterday. I don't understand why it should be so, but I'm still holding at the Orz Ruah B'Tzirusa, but beyond that, we have to bow our heads to the consensus, and thank you to be pointed out to me. And finally, Yehuda Dov slugged me up in my shiur from yesterday. Well, I was trying to explain pshat in the basic itself of my Rebbe. My Rebbe seemed to say pshat is printed in the Shiurei HaRav that we have here, that the way I understood the Rebbe, that the unique chiddush of Abishol is a lashon that's ola lekana lekana. The day is split in two. The first day is half is shiva, the second half is shloshim, the yontif kanakov to shloshim. But Mitzvah Kekulo, everyone agrees. And my Rebbe's raya, if I understood it correctly, was that on the seventh day of Azova, everyone agrees that the seventh day she goes to the mikvah in the morning with the rice. Like we kept emphasizing this time and time and time again. So how can you argue with that? So I got stuck with the kasha of the Gemara Omdo Menachem. So I thought I had a teretz. My teretz was basically Marami Rutenberg's shot. It's not talking about shakras of the seventh day, it's talking about mincha the fourth day. So Yehudadov asked me, so what did I gain? Ma'udach Maham B'takanasa. Why am I supposed to split the day and half? Just say that the fourth day is the fourth day. We'll have the Nihugim will end on day four, the same as the end of day seven, or on day 30. And therefore, it should be no problem. I guess getting into another bit of kasha, so why have to wait till the afternoon? But in the morning of the fourth day, we'll get to that a little bit later with the Tosfos. So I gave a dochak teretz that whether you can, because yesterday somebody asked me the other way around. You know, who ever heard of mixing the afternoon on the fourth day? Not pitom. How can you just take a shower and then in the afternoon when you finish mincha? It's only day four. All right. So Yonkel will cut it out when it cuts it out, when the sun sets, not before that. It's day four, not day seven or day 30. So I had two opposite kashas. One kasha was, we should never cut it out. We should go straight till the night. We'll see later that some say, in certain cases, yes. And others said, the other way around. It should be cut off even according to the Rabbanim of Avishol. So I suggested what I call the Dochak Teretz, that maybe you split the hairs and say that whether you can consider mitzvahs of the fourth day kukulo to enable to take a shower in the afternoon after mincha will in turn depend on whether on day seven you split it in half and you can only cut the nihugim out in the morning. Because if you hold it's just the nihugim cut out in the morning, there's only precedent for day seven, day 30. There's no precedent for day four. Okay, you have to cut that at the end of day four, not a minute before. But if there's a precedent that you can cut day seven in half, to what end? To count 7b, as I call it, towards a shloshim. And therefore, yonder knocks off the shloshim. So then, if there's that precedent, we have also 4a and 4b in a different sense. 4a is still in the middle of the shiva with all the nihugim. And 4b, when it's erev yontif, the nihugim fall off because the yonder's going to end up tonight. That was the dochak teretz that I gave to you. Though he suggested a different teretz. I want to suggest his teretz, which I think is probably better than my teretz. Look at the Gemara that you test in days. That's where this sugya is. You test in days. The Gemara has modim chachamim le'abishol yom shloshim v'amin mixes hayom kekula. So what does that mean? So it could be the pshat that there's no need to split it in half. That's not my rabbi said pshat. The whole machlokes is split in half, and that all the kan of the kan. Comes to day 30, there's no all the kan of the kan. There is no kan afterwards. So therefore, mona chacham. But maybe we can suggest a different pshat. What I said a different pshat, I told you this pshat, that shloshim is only isurim, and shiva is kiyumim, and therefore maybe we can suggest as follows. When it comes to isurim, mona chacham of the abishol. When it comes to kiyumim, they argue with abishol. If that's the case, it's arguable that they hold that you have to keep the full 7 days. Yeah, no joke. It's for us, it's not compelled. We don't pass it. We pass it like the kula, kamekah b'yavol. But if you didn't pass it, kamekah b'yavol, what would happen? You'd have to keep the full 7 days, mamish till the end. That's the assumption that the Maharsham made in his famous kasha. Maharsham's kasha was, you don't go like Abishol, so therefore you should wear the ripped garment the whole day. If you're like my Rebbe, the kasha doesn't even begin, right? Because the Acham agreed to Abishol that the day is cut off, you're just not all of the kind of the kind. So since the day is cut off, so why should you have to wear a ripped shirt? We mentioned all this verse already yesterday, the day before. So you're the dope is suggesting, no, the Maharsham is right. All the mafarshim is in a chenami. The day is the full day according to the chacham. Mamish till the sun sets. You have to keep all the laws of shiva. And why is that so? Because kiyumim they deny mikvah yom kippur completely. I had to go to the mikvah. That was the kasha which bothered my rabbi. It bothered us. So Yudados mikvah. That's a lav, right? There's an isur azava, right? There's an isur. There's a lav by azava. It's a chorus by azava. It's all lavim. Avelis is all acid. We'll get to it. We barely mentioned. Remember, we mentioned the Ran. The Ran is the kasha without the beer, and he said it's a yesh kol b'acham laka davim and a torah. But that's only an asay. Then it also say. So the answer is there are don'ts over here. We had Rabbi Chanan and Yavamis, if you recall, that fundamentally avelis is an asay. We'll come back to that later on. Avelis is an asay, and even though they're don'ts, they're all part of an asay of lo yitama, if it's a daraisa or kain daraisa, even if it's the rabbanan. So it's an asay. So good. So Avelus is an essay, it's a kiyum, that's what I spoke about yesterday, this is Tshuvas Maimon, this is Kiyumim, it's supposed to show Tshuvas Yisurim, fine. But Zava, we can say, there's no kiyum by Zava. The Torah says, this is an Issur D'oraita Karis, the lav of the Karis. You want to get out of the lav of the Karis, the only one way to do it, you go to the mikvah. Okay, so fundamentally, the characteristic of Zava is Yisurim, the characteristic of Avelus is Kiyumim. And therefore, we can suggest that the Chachamim will say, Avelus, which is Kiyum, you have to keep the entire seventh day, but the Zava, which is Isurim only, so you don't have to keep the whole seventh day. You can go to the mikveh the seventh day in the morning, and as long as you don't see blood later on, it's a good tefillah. Oh, haven't found me so far? What about Nozir? So the original, it's a complicated Gemara. That was even nice that he gave me the art scroll Gemara. That was always good to have art scroll. But the Gemara has an Aftetz Vavav and Aleph. That's why I asked you to see. Omar Rav. Rav says the famous words, right? Yom Shivim Olo Lekan Olekan. Gemara says, Kaman Ka B'Shol. That's the whole word, not B'Shol, right? Only he says Lekan Olekan. Gemara rejects it. That's the Rabbanis and the Doraisa. Wrote towards the Rav Yossi. Also the kind of the kind of level of Doraisa with respect to Zava. At the eighth day, if she went to mikvah, she's blood later on, it doesn't cancel it. Right? So the day is against split nif. So Rav goes like a Yossi. So we don't pass like Rav. We don't pass like Abishol in other areas of Allah. We don't pass like a Yossi by Zava. We pass it with the Achiyah of Karis if that happened. So Rav, I see there's no enmishment by Rav. We don't pass like Rav. Then the question will become, what about mixing kakula by Nazir Bechlal? Right? Bechlal. So that's a very big shaila in the Gemara. In a couple of places, and I can't read all of them to you right now. Because the Gemara first introduces, back in that, hey, we're not learning Nazir now. On that face, Sam Nazir Islam Yom. We know the Milam Rav Masa, and my Kodesh Yer, Yer the Gematria plus Anam. You need 30 days. Bapoda says, no, it's really Lamed Chasarachas. It's really 29 days. Well, so Machlokas fundamentally is it 30 days or 29 days? If it's 30 days, so the Gemara has a concept, how can you shave on the 30th day? Mixes a Yom Kukula. That's what it says. Mixes a Yom Kukula. And so again, so Machlokas, going to Bapoda, you don't have to say that. But in the context of that sugya, that's Hamid based. And the Vavav and Aleph, the Gemara throws in the following line: Tanan Gilech Yom Shishim Chaserachas Yotza Shem Shloshim Ololo Min Aminyan. Okay, so the Gemara is discussing this issue, and in this context, let me read it to you. So the Gemara, it goes back and forth. You say mixing kakula when it comes to a nazir. And later on, the Gemara discusses whether it's olo lekan or lekan. So I have to protect myself when it comes to a nazir and say, I don't know how a nazir is treated. He's surim or kiyumim. We get to the bottom line how he passed the those sifas nazir shailas. The nazir has elements of both. Right? Elements of both. I mean, there's the isa tiklachas. So the isa tiklachas is a lav. So you can say, it's Yisurim. It's Olo Lekan Olekan. But as opposed to Zava, there is an Issur, there's an essay, Kodesh Yer. So again, I'm leaving those out for the moment. I'll leave you with those, my assistant, to figure it out what's going on over there. I think his teretz is probably better than my teretz to explain the Gemara, but it's not what my Rebbe said. It's a little bit different. So, I don't know. Figure it out, and maybe come tomorrow to Chaz. I want to go by to today's sugi, which is also relates to mixing the Yom Kukula, but it's from a different perspective. Okay, so those are just till now hashvatas from the previous shiurim. We have to go on a little bit further. Good. You may recall in the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rosh of what you count the night, don't count the night. So I quoted the Rabbi Yashulchan, Yosef Das, and had a different shot. That's as far as we got yesterday. Then we started talking about the question of the Rosh in Simil Chavtes about Shemur Chokah. So we had, I told you the case where we had a good question of the Bar HaShulchan's question. We don't have any more Kfiya Samita, we have no more Aftifas Arosh. So what did he say? It's a question of shoes on, shoes off, on the ground, not on the ground. That was the whole discussion of what happened. So I want to pick up over there and lead it to the next part of the sukkah. So if you do me a favor, open up to that same Bar HaShulchan we left off yesterday, and we'll move on from there. Again, the shaila is about a shnua rechob, a simit tav beis, siv beis. Tav beis, beis. Here it says, in tav beis, beis, shnua rechob, you don't have to wear the laws of avelis, just take off your shoes. Don't have tifa, don't have kfiya, samita, right? Fine. That's what it says. Okay, very good. Now we say, you need a maisa nigar, and he gives three examples. Kick your shoes off, mita, or tifa. What happens if he's wearing Crocs, and we don't do kfiya and atifa, it's an stuff. So he says in Mem Gimel, Ono, Eno, Don, Kfiya, Samita, Atifa, so we'll get to that. Eno, and the lion, Rabbit, he's wearing Crocs, or sneakers, Daiva, Gamba, Masha, Yoshev, Ala, Oretz, the Oval, That's what he says. Of course, there chachayim, the kiddush shulchan aruch, and the aruch shulchan. I guess you sort of have to say that way, otherwise you're in big trouble. And then he has a chiddush. The chiddush he has over here in biyurim, which we get to the end of the shiur yesterday, is you know he thinks that sitting on the floor also works. Also works. It's enough to sit on the floor. He's wearing shoe. And he's trying to, that's what we get off of yesterday. Shim tova lo, ma de kei, mishu lo, mishu min alay. Lo choshe vishiva la kacha, kani hek, hani kashal avelos. Right? Of course, you want to have dal, if you have shoes on. So then, it's no avelos for hesya, and shabbos, right? Im kei, gam lachos min olov lo yoil. The taking of your shoes shouldn't work. Kol kama shal yoshev alotz. Unbelievable. That's what he says. So he says as follows. Something which is quite a chiddush. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Ad kan dvarav. Let's go on a little further. Let's see. Venera, the next page, page Taf Lamed Beis, Taf Lamed. Shimuto Leishev ala Kisei, Ein Yishiva ala Oretz, Niyum Shal Avelis. If you're allowed to sit in the chair, which we'll get to later, then he says sitting on the floor is not a Niyum Shal Avelis. That's another Chiddush. We'll see that. We saw that Tosis of Zion. That's what he says. That's what he says. Okay. And then he goes further and says, which we'll get to later on with this. So therefore, I have the other way around. You see from here, there is no Easter for an oval to sit on a chair. Because if there be Easter for an oval to sit on a chair, take an Easter to sit in the shower. And the same as the Ramban said, if you're in the shower, then it doesn't help that you're not wearing shoes. It doesn't help, you can cover yourself with a talus or a towel, and you can sit in to overturn your bed. Calls me a learning Torah, and then you're in the shower, you're doing sikha, whatever you're doing, doesn't work. Right? Doesn't work. And that's a critical point. It doesn't work. It seems to me that the fact that you are able to fulfill the din of shmur rechokah by kicking off your shoes, it never says you can't sit down on the chair. He concedes you'll have to sit on a chair. He says one of the other works. I say no. You cannot fulfill this mitzvah sayom of shmur rechokah if you're in violation of any of the laws of avelis, and therefore sitting on a chair by definition is not a violation of any of the laws of Avelis.
The same as the Ramban. What did Ramban say? What did he mention? Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Talmud Torah. What did Ramban say? He's sitting on a chair is no good. Afal PK. Even though I maintain contrary to what he quotes over here, that there's no issue of sitting on a chair. Afal PK, I say again, contrary to the Biurim, that sitting on the ground demonstrates Avelus. It demonstrates Avelus even though there's no issue to sit on a chair. You sit on the ground, it demonstrates Avelus. Why? Because I told you, in my opinion, I didn't tell you yet, sure you have to sit on the ground. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Black on white. A Mefurish Gemara. Perhaps the Gemara is not found in our Gemaras. It was left out by the Tos Adomos, by all the prints. Then it's in Noah and Shaz Bavli in the print. So I asked you to look up in the Rush. You'll see it, you know, see it in the Rach, you can see it in the Rif. But I haven't shown you where it's left out. It's at the end of the Sefer Mordechai. Unfortunately, it's what we call the Tos Adomos, the Vilna Gaon point out. The Matpis is left it out. Towards the end of the Afchav Chesed and Beis, it's managed the list. The very, very end of the Sechta Bar Kogman. The very end. See? It says, on Rav Yochanan, Eina Menachmin Rashar, Minai Level Shemesa Barosh, all these things are found in the Gemara that we have on Chav Chesed and Beis. But what I'm looking for, it's not there. It's not there because it was left out by the Madpisim as the. Hold on a second. I wonder if there's a Rashi Ksaviyat on it. Ksaviyat should be more accurate. But it is in the Rach, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever, let's see it in the Rush. The Rush quotes it, the Farish. I asked him to see it. What sin is in the Rush? Towards the very end. It's the Marma comes. Hold on, give me a second. Rosh Simon Tzadi Ches Om Rav Yudu Om Rav Eina Menachem Hashon Leishe Bel Al Karka Shenema Vayeshu Ito Lohoritz Chene Berif Veinana Begumor Shalafoneinu on the bottom Ayin Begroshin Per Zayin Gimel is left out by the Matpisi. It's in the Rav somewhere. It's an old, just they left out of Tos Adomos. That's what happened. But here it says Om Rav Yudu Om Rav. There's a different number of Yudu Om Rav. That's how it got left out, in my opinion. In any event, sure it says it. If the Menachem has to sit on the ground, but you should eat to the Oretz, it's obvious that the Adomos is certainly sitting on the ground. Even though there's no... So my part is, Rabbi Osai, there's no obligation for an Adomos to sit on the ground, except for Mishas Nicham Abel. And otherwise, he can sit on a chair. He can sit in a regular chair and sleep in a regular bed. That's my thesis, even though it's going against many big people. That's what I thought. And I think there's a riot to my thesis from here. He's saying, when you aren't sure, Rokoko, so you cannot be in violation of any of the Surim of Shiva. The Ramban of the Farish, he lists up all these things he can't be in violation of. We read it yesterday. Right? The Rush quoted it. No? Didn't you remember from yesterday? The Rush quoted the Ramban and said, by Shmua Rokoko, you can't be involved. And even the Mani Ashur even quotes it. I should have quoted it over here. He says, somewhere. Oh, come on. So yesterday in here he quoted it. Yeah, in Lamentes. The Bechava quotes it. The Mayosi, the Torah, the Malacha, the Sherochet, the Sach, the Baal, the Shmuel, the Mafsik, the Shachas, the Shemavelis. Right? And then you go back. He should have also said, sit on the floor. Didn't say that. You know why? Because it's not an Isser. In Chafal from an Av, it's not listed as one of the Isserim. It's not listed in a chair. No such thing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Okay. So now, what about somebody who keeps his shoes on and sits on the floor? Right? That's the question. In my opinion, you have not fulfilled mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The Bali HaShulchan said you did, if I read it straight. The Bali HaShulchan, if I read it straight, says as follows. Sitting on the floor works. Sitting on the floor works. They refer to a case where he had no shoes, Baragov. And he, Bayurim, says, even if he has been nine and Rav, it still works. I don't think he's right. Where did he get it from? On the other hand, assuming there's a, you know what's going on here? Every chumrah is a kula, every kula is a chumrah. He's saying, Hayyaris is an easier to wear shoes, to sit on a chair. Afa pikein, if you kick off your shoes, it's good, even if you're sitting on a chair. So who are the nami, if you're sitting on the ground and you have shoes? No, the whole thing's not true. There's no easier to sit on a chair. So therefore, that's exactly why if you kick off your shoes and sitting on a chair, it's good. The other way around is no good. It's no good because if you, in the case in which the person has his shoes on and sits on the floor, it's no good the same way as if he's on the floor and the shower's going on. Doesn't help. Or he's learning Torah on the floor. Or he's the other thing that the Rambam spoke about, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Also the Torah, the Melacha, Roch, Tzach, etc. No, I disagree with him on both ends. Can they really? Now it's true, the Ramban has a different opinion. The Ramban seems to say, we'll have to discuss it at some little greater length, that it's not as an easier to wear shoes, it's a mitzvah to kick off shoes. Yes, sir?
Even according to Rebbe, that there's no answer to sit on a chair, could it be that there's a kiyum throughout all the 7 days of Avilas to sit on the floor, even when there's no...
Well, the word kiyum is you know, very nice. You want to sit on the floor to demonstrate how bad you feel. I'm not going to take it away from the person, but I don't think it's a lot. It's required.
Why would it only apply during Nichum Avilas?
Oh, very good. What's Nichum Avilas? Nichum Avilas is the time when you have to think and focus about your loss and they're trying to comfort you. So the proper way to do that is that Ever's on the floor. The Menachem and the Ovel, they all sit on the floor. This is the time. But the person is eating breakfast, he's eating lunch, he's eating supper. Or Stanley, it's late at night, he wants to just take it, relax a little bit. So he's not required to sit on the floor, in my opinion. You want to sit on the floor? I told him I know.
Why doesn't that logic extend to all the other Yisuri Avilas?
Which
logic? So, according to that, why wouldn't you just say that
anytime
there's no
Nikam Avila,
you can also take a shower?
Chas v'sholem. That's one of the Yisurim that's listed off in the Gemara. An Yisur is an Yisur. This is never listed in the Gemara as an Yisur. Never. Came here with it. We'll discuss it a little bit more. Interesting, you know, we're holding in the 3 weeks. What about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry? Tosaf Chazayin and I was discussing the question, is there an issue to sit on a chair or not? Tosaf says, some say yes, you can't bring a riot from here. Right? So I'm going to work with an assumption that there's no such issue for the moment. I'm going to try to prove that as much as I can. I think one of my proofs is right over here. Because otherwise, the Ramban should have said, first proof in the Gemara, whatever mentioned to finish. Then, the Ramban should have said, and your Shmur Rechoka, make sure you're not sitting on a chair. Right? We're going to go further on it. We're not finished yet. What about Mitzvah Saseh the Ovo, the Rosh Hashanah, Tainas Lama Zion, Fiyas Amita, Tifas Rosh, do not apply to Tisha B'Av. Clearly, he learns that Nilas Asadu is an Isser Avelis. That's Parshat Pshat. Call Mitzvah Sanogas, the Ovo, the Tisha B'Av. Also, Vachila, Vishpia, Vesicha, Nilas Asadu, etc. But the Ramban seems to say that
Nilas a sandal is not an iser, but rather what we call a kiyum of averus. You have to kick off your shoes. The chalitz is a sandal is a kiyum of averus, not the other way around. And it's very possible, and I'm going to get to this a little bit later on, that the iser of wearing shoes on Tisha B'Av, according to the Ramban, is not because of averus. The same way you don't have to kfiyas amita or ativas arosh on Tisha B'Av. Rather, it's a din in Tanis Tzu. Remember, they had Achilas Shtiyas also on that list. Achilas Shtiyas Zichin Akad of Avelis. So the Lashon of the Gemara, he says over there, Kol Mitzvah Nogas B'Av and Nogas B'Tishah B'Av, also Achilas Shtiyas. An Av is allowed to eat and drink. So it's not Lav Davka. But according to the Rosh, it's a bit difficult. Why is it enough that Chalitza Sasandal to fulfill Mitzvah Yom Kekulo? It passes its only a Lav. You have to do a Maisa HaNikar. Maisa HaNikar, we thought, has to be one of the Kiyumim. Right? The answer is the Rosh left out the words of the Ramban. I told you that you have to always look back on the original. The Ramban is the one who said you have to do an act which is a kiyum. That's what Ramban said. The Ramban said so. The Ramban of Patriarch Lama Zion, if you have no shoes, right? So what do? So you must ask the Kiyum or call for me to us or Shahas. In a Mice and Nikki of Avedis, such as Chalitzas Mino, Sandal Adivas Erosh, or Mitzvahs Asay of Avelis. So that's the Ramban, Patriarch Lama Zion. Right, do you have a Ramban in front of you? Let's read it together. Ramban. Oh, this is wrong, mixed up. Take it from me, it's there. It's just there. Put it down somewhere. He says so. But the Rush pointedly left that out. The Rush we can see, okay? The Rush, when he quotes the Ramban, I told you, I haven't quoted completely. The Rush is in Siddur Chav Tes. The Rosh says, turn to the Rosh, Siddur Chav Tes. Here. Siddur Chav Tes. Here's the Rosh. Pasuk Ramban. What do you mean? Avol also b'nidas hasandal b'shmur rechok pshita. But my no have this yom echad. No, the also b'nidas hasandal kama kolom shadayam mikobzeres of ims b'chalitzas minola. Bein tzar leil the base of difficult b'tosol isat the barosha etc 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 etc. Went right to the took off the shoes and right into the shower. Now when the Ramban said this, he added a phrase, and the phrase was check me out on page Reshlam Zayin. What do you need? You need a mitzvah asay shibavetz. Am I right? Is that said in the Ramban? I can't find that. I'm sure it's underneath one of my pauses for him. You give me your Ramban. I'll read it. Sorry, I just can't find mine. Okay, fancy mind's falling apart. Page Reshlam Zayin. Ramban says, "My sedikah Rabbeinu Shabbesis, Mr. Semas Alav the Kap, Chalitzas Minah Masana Adivas Rosh, Chen Mitzvahs Asay Shabbeinus." Those four words are in the Ramban, not the Rosh. When the Rosh is not an Asay Rabbeinu, it's only a Los Asay. That's what he says. It's a Beferish, the Rosh in the Sefer Tainus. Why doesn't apply on Tisha B'Av? Afal Pi Kain, it's Nikah. It's Nikar, that's good enough. Even though it's a Nenias Isser, but it's Nikar. And I'm not in the shower right now. I'm not in Avelis, I'm just not in the shower. Someone's not learning the Chabad of the Flood. Doesn't mean he's in Avelis. There are millions of people not learning, right? But if the guy kicks off the shoes, oh, fine. Now, I think that the Ramban holds that it's mutlak to sit in a chair. So they have the Ramban in front of me. I read it to you. Ramban on page Kuf Pevov. The other Ramban, look inside. I don't mind it. I have to apply somewhere. Kuf Pevov. Read the Ramban based on the Yerushalmi. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. They both said, look in the Ramban. The third line. You want to put it on the screen? The Ramban, Torah's Adam, page Kuf Pevov, line 3. Yerushalmi Amar. Eini Kofes Amitah. I refuse. Harini Yosh Nagari Safso Ein shamer. Besha oma eni kovas amita. Ahu oma hareni kovas amita. Shamer them. If he will be kovas amita, then we listen to him. We listen to him. Okay? Fine. What does that mean? And you can sleep on the safsal. That's clear. Huh? But that's the context. You can sleep on the safsal. That's what it says. Fine. Let's keep going. Masnisa lo amakein. It's an evident of chaf of anav. Shemagano so the kohen gadol kolam nesuvin al oretz v'meisiv al safsal. So what does it say? Kohen gadol, yes, hedrit lo. Pirish, says the Ramban. Alma afa pisha kofa mitoso en shomo leisiv al safsal. Oh. Umetarev, Urabin, Rabbi Yochid Lo. Okay, fine. Then it goes a little bit further. Below Avdin came, Koloma Sitarabba, Kishesh Ninu, the Kohen Gadol Dafka, Lo Shana the Rabbin. Alright? But what does that mean? What does that mean? It should probably be She'ilu Acher, I think. He's not a Kohen Gadol. Vadai, Ain't Shamala. Ala Mesa Bimon al Bita Kfuya Awala Oretz. That's for Rabbi. Ava Biyachid, La Kol Shomin Lo. There's no Aven there, so it's okay. Bulo Avim came, Koloma, Ain the other Disarmaze, Ala Kofo Mesa Vala Safsa La Filu Birabin. Okay, and quarter the Rambam. What do you see? You see from here, there's nothing wrong with being on the Safsa. As long as you're biyachin not berabim, so I understand to me berabim is nicham avel and biyachin is not nicham avel, and I believe that the Maran holds that way. In Hilchos Nochos, Simon Nun Dalet, I'll read it to you. He's talking here about Tisha B'av. That's the context over here, but he says as follows. Watch this. There's a minig. I sit on the ground. The mincha. The oval mashka behead did this on pirkin. The kol shiva ain lo leishim el al gabe karka. The gabe menachem kemo kain. That's all gemara. Ain a menachem hashan shel al gabe karka shenemar. That's the gemara, which is the rach and the riff and the rush. We don't have it left out, as we said before. Shenemar b'yesh yitol lo'ot shivas yamin. Minira the Iri Dafik Shimanachim Etso. Midirsib by Yeshu Ito the Oritz. If you read it the way I read it, if the Menachim are not there, there's no need for to sit on the ground. That's what I thought. It's interesting that the Derisha quotes this, but he learns it the opposite of me. Oh man. I'm up against big people. And the Shach of course quotes from the Derisha. The Drisha is found in Simon Shin, Pei, Zayin, Sivkotan, Aleph. Shin, Pei, Zayin, Sivkotan, Aleph. There we are. The Oval, Eno, Sir, Lesha, Lagabekarka, Elk, Shemanach, and Etzel. Oh, great, right? Terrific. We should make a kiddish, right? The Oval, Shemanach, and Sivkotan, Lesha, Lagabekarka. Why not? And he quotes over in the Magia. Etc. Right? So you put a car cotton taftav, tashbetz. Okay, great. So far, so good. Says it, I get it right, but I get bashed at the end. Umashakos of a oval in a Torah Leisha Lagabe Karaka Chenachemet. So Pirish, I don't think it's a simple reader that we've shown him, but the Pirish said it. Avach Eim and Achemet. So Yochol Lamod, you can stand the whole day. Olelech. The chedra on the money can walk the whole day. Have a koponim also leishiv agabe safso. So So the drisha is against me. Go to Lador. It seems to me, if you read a simple reader of the Rishonim, who don't say that, and it's not one of the 11 things that the Rambam asked, we had a ride today from the Vladi HaShulchan's Shtikul Torah, the other way, opposite of him. I thought the other way around. I thought the Shach, of course, quotes the Shach and the Taz quote the Drisha. The Lashon of Aram is against the Ramban, for sure. For sure. I thought the Kol Yom Shabbatur means when the Menachem were there, as the Biurim said, I found somebody who agreed with me. Baruch Hashem, not only a madman, but in the Biurim over here, in Shin Pei Zion, Sif Aleph. Give a look, please. Have a kol yom, any yoshiva feel a bit of fuya like a karka. So here's over here. The chor of mashin is stimus of a kabe, page reish mem, in the yurim. She did the noah gam she emin apan esla. When we say for chag yede a makshire, can't you rishali, quoted by the Ramban, with fuya she it's mutter. Chag yede is like me. Have a vuhum is there, in the first wide line. She emin apan esla. So the Chad Vedei explains the Chad the same way. But it's just ten kol hayom. And it's seven and seven and seven kol hayom. The Chad Vedei and the Behochi Mari. Oh, I love the Chad Vedei. He says exactly like me. You see, I sometimes find allies. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I think it's correct. I think it's correct. Now there's another Ramban. Another Ramban. Watch this now. Ramban is page Kuf Pei Dalet. It's all in Ramban comes. Kuf Pei Dalet, a short Ramban. Ramban is in Kuf Pei Dalet, a Yerushalmi. Again, a Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say here? Page Kuf Pei Dalet. It's about the seven lines up. Tony Adar Bepundit. Ein mechayim and also lichvos. Lo yihu om and cherishu. Pirish punduk. Harbe nechnos of Yosef Shom. Harbe lona besofa kalayla. Shem yom kshofu also lonu. Lefichach. Yoshin agabe karka. Ben yoshin de mita shesh vore punduk. Woo. 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 Wait a minute. Get an impression. Here the Ramban said earlier you can sit on a chair, but you can't sleep on a bed. Gewalt. Gewalt, gewalt, gewalt. So I think that the Ramban is saying this, according to the Yerushalmi, that fundamentally we should be sleeping on mitos kfuyos even today in 2020, save for the fact that it's dangerous. It says kshofim. We don't pass in that way. We pass in the second day in Tosus as well. Rabbo say, turn to the Tosus chof aleph amud aleph. Please turn. Chof aleph amud aleph. Post gives two reasons why we don't do three SME. Two, not one, but two. It's important to see both reasons. Chaf, Aleph, Omer, Aleph, and Tosfos. Two reasons. Chaf, Aleph, Omer, Aleph. Why don't we do it anymore? So reason number one. Achsanoi, and Achai, and three SME. Bolem, and Cheyeshu. Pirish, and Chashif. Full stop. If you open up to the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Zayin, where he quotes this meaning that we have, we no longer do Kfiya Samita. Let's open it up. Kfiya Samita. Shin Pei Zayin. Obo Chayab Kfiya Samita. Okay. Fine. Akshav in the base. Akshav. Lo nagu b'kfiyas amita, neshiyomu ha-goyin, shu mechashus, ve'ol, shen amita shalonu asiyus kemita shalahem, neshiyomu ha-kfiyah.
They had some kind of bed that you could turn it over and would demonstrate something. We passed the other day, it's not shayach to you at all. No chiyuv be'etzem lochavas mitoso. Therefore, you're allowed to sit and sleep on a mita sheina kfuya, which is our minute. Again, if our bed is coffeeable, then we're just not doing it because we're afraid of sakana, so sleep on the floor. But if our mita is not coffeeable at all, so you can sleep on it. That's how you can defend our minute. Can they work? Yes. Yeah, I understand. The truth is, I don't know what their beds were like, and I'm not sure what our beds were like, frankly. But since you asked a good question, and I'm not sure the answer, let me give a quick peek at what the Mefarshim have to say, and see if they can answer it better than I do. Let's first take a look at the Baal HaShulchan that I have in front of me, and see how he explains this then. Yud Aleph, Pirish, Shemika Shalahem, Lohoyi Roshem Bolton Lamala Ken Shalom, Renika Behen Akhir, Kikshakofa Moka Mashiva Ulamata Samach Loretz. In those days, when you turn it upside down, it would be close to the ground. Avavita Shalom, Shiroshem Bolton Lamala, Enika Behen Akhir, Kigamacher Akhir, Moka Mashiva Ulamala Menoretz. I think you're right, Donnie. It's not as a Lamala Menoretz as it would have been otherwise. If you turn a bed upside down, you'd be closer to the floor than you would otherwise be. But I don't know. You're saying Tosis's bed had they had bedposts which were went above the mattress. We don't have that. So Donnie is saying that the second terrace of Tosis should not apply, so then the whole shtickle terrace falls away. Good question. Yeah, I don't know if people sleep on the floor these days. I don't know. What could they do? I mean, Morish HaKol, people sleep on the floor all the time. We don't have enough beds. But I don't think people, as a rule, take their mattress off the floor and sleep on the mattress on the floor. Even that would not be allowed. I don't know. What else can I say about this? Maybe the Divrei Sofim talks about it. I have that somewhere under a pile. Let me look for a second. Hold on. So we have to look at another sefer to answer Dani's kasha. Maybe he has an answer. I don't know so far. Shin Pei Zayin. Let's see what he says. V'od. He quotes the Rivash, who says, "Mita shalai iyev shetefosa." Why? Shemita shalahem ma'is asuya midalad krushim or midalad grifim sovit. Umisagan also bechavolim balei metziyin kakorim baksosus. Vakfihi shehofech amita lemata al poneha peraglayim lemala. Valtzada acher menachavolim metziyin kakorim baksosus. In other words, it's no big deal. You turn it upside down and you put the mattress on the flip side. Ah, v'hamita shalanu, shenov v'baratzenu, v'loi v'asuyas kamita shalahem, v'yav shalachafosa. The koshkein v'elo shebezosa, or shekhuas v'kosli, who attached to the walls. V'yunov v'baratzenu, l'chafos ha'korim v'aksosos, v'yos v'no yeh l'mata, t'latach v'lamal. But the Marsham says, the korim k'sosli shalanu, sheshnei atonim shavim ein shayachle, yeah, and the that's it. Doesn't say anymore. I can't. So he apparently he's happy that either with the pshat of the reverse or the pshat of the rush, that he doesn't say that we should turn our beds upside down. He doesn't say it. I don't know. I do not know. Donnie, I think your question is maybe a little bit better than my answer, but if we would try to turn over our beds, what would happen? What would happen? Is it workable? I'm just trying to think.
It's the same way that you described, literally the way that you described the Gemara said, there are beds. There's one point going down, turn around, instead of a chavon, we have spring. But the spring doesn't have a chavon, so the night is not spring. Move it over, the chavon.
In other words, Dani Taina is that our bed is exactly the Gemara's beds. And therefore the second reason of doesn't apply. The first reason prayer doesn't apply in our houses either. We have Avodah Meshvachos coming all the time. Maybe you have. I don't know. I haven't had too many Avodah Meshvachos come to my house recently. Maybe you had the super who comes to fix things sometimes. I don't know who else comes into my house. I don't know. But look, the answer to me?
The Torah,
I don't hear you.
The Torah, it should be 9, says the reason for Kfiyas HaMidah is not available. It's because it's not
Bachmi. No. Kfiyas HaMidah is certainly an available that
you did. But it's not connected to Kise.
I mean, Kise is like trying to say, I think he's right in part, that Kfiyas HaMidah is not an Isser. It's a kiyum. That's what the Ramban says. It says we don't do it in Tisha B'Av. It's a kiyum. It's not an Isser, but it's a pash, it's a kiyum avelus. It's connected to avelus. Some say it doesn't do an avelus at all. Yes, it's true. The Gemara says the dvus dukni v'asei hafachtia yishu kful mutosei. You know what the pasuk say about kriyas avida today? We fulfill by covering the mirrors. Covering the mirrors, because we cover the mirrors, so the dvus dukni that the What daf is that? What daf is that? Sweet. Jewish drip. It's in the Gemara, it's in our parent. Well, it's a beferish. That's the reason for Kfiyas HaMidah. Where is it? Tenth Zvav HaMadav Gom Tamad Beis. Ovel Chai with Kfiyas HaMidah. Tanei Be'Kapara. The most yukti in the Saturday for Hanu Rav on the same Apachtia. So there are those who say, we fill that by covering the mirrors. We don't see a Dumas Yukti anymore than normal. Some of you should cover pictures too. And pictures of Gedolim. You should cover them too. Some people do that in a base. Okay. But I think Dan's question is probably better than my answer. Huh? I don't know. I think your question is very good, but no one seems to say anything. And if you find someone, you guys all have the little svar that we have, the man on svar, look it up, see what they say. And they answered Dani's question better than I did. I didn't really answer it. So if you have a better answer than I have, I'm always happy to hear better answers than my own. As I heard you the dog better than answer my own today earlier, I'm always looking for better answers. Svi's answer better than my own also in a certain way. Yes, Ellen.
No.
I said like this, even though the Ramban, who goes with the Mahalach, that the bed is really chayav and kfiyas HaMidah, but you just can't do it because of sakana purposes, he therefore wants you to sleep on the floor. But if the second reason is the correct reason, namely that our beds are not kofiable, there's nothing wrong with sleeping on the beds as they are. That's how I defended Aminik, based on the second answer in Tosfos, which was quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So Dani says, but he doesn't think it's right. I'm not sure the first answer is right either. I don't know what's right anymore. But we have to assume that somehow the second character of Tosfos applies even today. I don't see another way out. I don't see. Rabosai, the machlokas avashon lechachama. We only have another 6 minutes, so let's just try to finish up this point. There's one more point. It's found in two places. Your testament base, that's Agamara. It's also found in Yud Zayin of the base. Please turn to Yud Zayin of the base, briefly. Yud Zayin of the base. Okay? On Yud Zayin of the base, what does Gemara say? Ovel mutal l'v'yuluach. What's the case? What's the case? Shechal shmini shalol yos b'shavas ever regal. You should have done an Erev Shabbos. Yeah? Halach ka b'shol. U'mona chacham la b'shol shal shmini shlo v'yos b'shabbos ha'veregel shemutu l'galeach b'Erev Shabbos. Right? Lo tzricha shachal shmini shlo v'yos b'shabbos ha'veregel. Tana barach tov l'ka b'shol mitziyam t'kulo. Yom shviyo l'kan l'kan. V'keim and the Shabbos have the honors of and they're going to do one on the sixth day. Woo! Tana l'ka b'onam. You don't say it's in kulo. Kailo shalom avilus to Shiva. Fine. So the sixth day? Take a look, my boss. This is going to the halacha in Shin Sadi Tesim Gimel. Take a look. Shin Sadi Tesed Gimel. What is it? Oh, what does it say over here? Again. Can you shave on the Shvi, which is Erev Areg? That's the Shatzah Machlokes, right? But the Chachamim agree, if Shmini is B'Shabbos Everega, Mutl Galeh Erev Shabbos, which Ritva explains, the Kevan, the Shmini, Shalom, the Erev Areg, Eloi of the Chol, Eloi of the Galeh, also Shvi, the Shmini, Shem the honest B'Shmini. When we say Shvi, the Chachamim agree, mixes a Yom Kippur. That's what how the Ritva explains the Gemara. On your Zion of the base, it's always Mutl B'Giluach of Chol Moed, Shvi Shlom is B'Shabbos Erev Regal, Abba Shol to Kula, Kana Lekan, and there's Onus on Shabbos, and then we can do a Chol HaMoed. You pass it away, and whenever you're Onus, with Rav and Aderach, etc., you can shave a Chol HaMoed. Shin Sadi Tes, Siv Gimel. Let's read it together. In Kovas Mesa, Shiva Yom Kona Regal, the Novam Zera Shiva, a rebel Vatam and Zera Shlosh. Afiluch al Shri Be'er Berega, the Mitzvah Sayom Kikula, O Lakan Lakan. Umutta Lakhapes, the Lyrical, so the Saf Be'er Berega. Son of Lakhashay, we'll get to that. Fine. In Shmi B'Shabbos of Be'er Berega, Mutta Lakhapes, the Lyrical, so the Saf Be'er Shabbos, the Logiliath, Erev Yontif, etc., etc., etc. Kanavim Shvi Shlod B'Shabbos Erev Regal, Ostu Lech Erev Shabbos, Umut L'Galech Achar Regal, V'Chem V'Chol Amoy, Kev Shlod Yochol L'Galech Kol Amoy Regal. Says the Biuri of the Bari HaShulchan, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and when Pei Shin Pei Hei, quotes the Gemara, Lo Hei Vanti, he says, he doesn't understand the Gemara, Ma Ben Hach Da'ocha, V'Didan, Da'ahi Da'osam, V'Chachamim, the Kshay Shahakama Matir Yom Zayin. Mitama now. Alpha God goes through the name of Mixon Kakulo. Omer Adayim Tova Shiva. Hokanam the Didan. Kaven the Ilav Shabbos. Hoya Megalech the Shvi. Yesh the Hat Lolo Fne Shvi. Alpha God the Omer Adayim Tova Shiva. Why can you shave on the sixth day, which is Friday? Lo Ivanti. Lo Ivanti. Lo Ivanti. There's no teretz. Here's my teretz. You can never shave on the sixth day. Forget it. The seventh day. Chachamim are willing to concede in this unique case that mixes Yom Kippur. In this unique case, right? They'll say Shmini is Shabbos Erev Arega. Mixing Yom Kippur on Shvi, as the ritual explained. So Shiva's over. But if it's Shvi and Shabbos Erev Arega, it's only day six. So for sure you can't shave. Again, he's working with an assumption like this. He says, Chachamim u'argan abishol, agree if Shvi is Shabbos Erev Arega, that you can shave on Friday. Even though, in the Poshim Shat, again, leave up my Rebbe's Shat, the Poshim Shat is that the entire day of seven is still within this man. No, so the same way they agree on seven, we should agree on six. The answer is no. We on seven, since Abishol says you can do it, so they'll say you can do it in this particular situation on day seven. On day seven. But they're not going to agree to day six, ever. That's what I thought the answer was. He has no terrorist question. The question is, to go back to what Rudolf said earlier, isn't this whole mahalach, the whole paragraph assuming, not like my Rebbe, maybe the Gemara assumes not like the Rebbe, if we look again, that according to the Chacham HaBashol, you have to keep the entire day. Because if according to Chacham HaBashol, they would agree that you don't have to keep the entire day. It's just a matter of, oh, lekan or lekan. So the question would be, so why couldn't you be able to take advantage of Shvi, When the Shmini is, I know why. It's he the kind of the kind to take a shave. It's shave is also shlosh. No, so not a kashya against my Rebbe, but again, they seem to be working the way the simple pshat, not the way he understood. Now, we said before that the, oh, we're finished. Time is up. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to cover what I wanted to, but Tamar is still holding Miksim Kukula. Still, Tamar's Shiva will probably all be about Miksim Kukula. And Yeshiva Al Haaretz. I don't think I'll get past that. In the case I do, there'll be new Marabah covers coming out. Okay? We have to cover ground at Bosa. The time is flying by. We're supposed to learn all the Chesavelis. So there'll be new Makaros tomorrow. Danny, thank you for your kasha. I don't have a good teretz. I deputize the whole Erlem. Find a good teretz if that is kasha. Thanks for joining, everybody.